more time. Okay. My name is Susan Job. I'm 46 years old. Today is January 25th, 2019. I'm speaking with Leroy Duvall in Valonia, Arkansas at the Veterans Museum. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Can you tell us about your family?
Well, I was born in Chicago, raised in Chicago, spent most of my life there except a few years away, and I've been in Arkansas for about 7 years.
Okay.
I'm 68 years old, and I was in the Army. When I was civilian life, I worked at the post office in downtown Chicago, which was 24/7 job. The place never closed. There was about 5,000 people working there on the three shifts. I usually worked at night, worked there about 22 years, the last years of my working career, and I retired from there and came down here. And my dad's from down here, and in the early 70s, the draft was going on, but they changed it to a lottery. So your birth date was attached to a number. So if they drew the number out, you know, like a lottery type thing, all the balls are in a big disc type thing, you picked out, I was drafted. So I went for a couple of years in the Army, went to Germany, had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, I bet. So what was your favorite thing that you saw in Germany or got to do?
Probably the scenery, just to travel a little bit. Mm-hmm. Travel to Italy, Austria, other places, yeah.
Did you have the freedom to just kind of go and tour around in your free time?
Yes. Okay. Well, you had to use leave, but you could take up to maybe I had 30 days or more when I was there and left.
Okay.
So I used most of that up traveling around.
Sure, that's awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what else I got to do? I got to meet one of my family members that I had never met before who was behind the Iron Curtain. They lived in Poland. They came all the way to Germany to see me.
Oh, wow.
Now, I never had met the people.
How did you make the connection with them? I mean, did you just know that you had family there?
Well, I knew I had family there, but my mother wrote and sisters wrote. My sisters can read, write, and speak Polish.
Oh, wow.
So we always stay in contact. And they wrote them a letter that me and their brother was going over there. And they said, well, there's an area they can... Believe me, it's under security. Back then, it was West Germany. It wasn't just Germany. Mm-hmm. It was not united.
Wow.
Reunited. So that was a communist zone there. So there's a lot of politics involved. Mm-hmm. But I did get to see some of my family.
That is so special.
And then later, about 10 years later, I took a trip to see them.
Oh, wow. So 10 years later, that would have been just like you're just on your own.
Yeah.
Just a vacation.
Yeah.
Well, how neat.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I actually sponsored one of them to come here, and they're here now.
Oh, really?
In Chicago.
That's awesome.
And their family, yeah.
And so you still have family in Chicago as well?
I do.
Okay. And do you travel there very often?
No, I just came back a few weeks ago for Christmas.
Okay. I bet it was cold in Chicago.
It's 30 below there tonight.
Awesome.
It's cold.
Well, can you tell us... maybe did you go through like boot camp and basic training?
Well, I did.
Okay.
Went to Fort Lewis, Washington for basic training, and it was the only time you ever remembered it never rained there, so I was pretty lucky to go there for the 10 weeks or whatever. And then I got an assignment to Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay.
Went there. When I got there, got my orders, they didn't send me to a school. Most people here in the military are sent to a school, be a cook, mechanic, infantry, tanks, nothing. So when I got there, they says, why didn't they send you to school? They're supposed to send us to school right after basic training. They sent me home for a month, for 2 weeks.
Hmm.
Then report to Fort Jackson. Stayed there about 3 months, then got orders to go to Germany, which was the rest of my time.
Wow. Can you think of anything, like maybe a funny story from boot camp or basic training, something that maybe you did in the barracks with the guys that you were with, pranks that y'all pulled, anything like that?
No pranks.
No pranks?
But we had two groups of draftees or, you know, military people, new Army people in basic. So one group was from Texas. And the other was from Chicago and surrounding area. So there was a little competition, you know, and maybe a few fist fights too between the two groups. But the first, after we became, went to class for the M16, you know, to work, to use, know how to operate it. The first day we shot, I think they kept score. I'm not, if I had the picture here, I could show it to you, prove it. I was top gun.
Oh, that's awesome.
The first team. Just the first day.
Wow.
And the next day, not too good. They would give you a special helmet, a blue helmet, like your top gun.
Yeah.
I had the best score that day. And really, I didn't have too much. Well, I shot a 22 down here a lot. My dad's from down here.
Mm-hmm.
So we would come on vacations down here and learn how to shoot a 22 and stuff like that. So it wasn't too foreign to shoot a rifle for me, you know.
Right. Well, so are you able to keep in touch with any of your friends from the military?
One person, two persons.
Uh-huh. Did they live close by, or are they?
Oh, not now.
Okay.
One did in suburbs. He was a suburb of Chicago, and he became a park ranger for the he's at national parks. He's a forest ranger.
Wow, that's great.
And he's been all over.
Great. Well, can you just maybe share with my students or with us what being a veteran means to you?
Being a veteran, you know, it's kind of like a vacuum. After you're done with it, you don't really think about it for a long time. I didn't really think about it for a long time. And just as I kind of got little gray in edges here, you start appreciating it more, actually, what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel better about it. I think, you know, you feel that something you did that I think everybody should do, have to do some kind of national service. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Go right after high school for a year, year and a half. Work in the hospital, help out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that can lead to a job later on even.
Well,
you know, do some national service. Work out in the forest. Help somebody.
Yeah, I think that we all need to be mindful that what can we contribute. And I think that you should be proud of your service. And we surely thank you. And we thank you for your time today.
And I want to say one thing.
Sure.
I'm proud to be with these men here.
Yes.
They're good people.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate you
nice.
So much.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Could I get a photo